Connecticut State Police just launched a new online data platform, and it allows you not only to track how many tickets troopers are issuing, but it also gives you a public view of who's getting the tickets, including the ages of people, their gender, and their ethnicity. And one big question is, why would they launch something like this? You know, you ever think about people who love crime shows or law enforcement shows? Certainly there's a little bit of this feeling of, wow, I'm getting top secret information, or I feel like I'm one of them. And maybe that's something, but I think there's a much bigger reason why this dashboard was created. And I think it has to do with transparency, but who am I? Let's talk to Rick Green, who is the director of communications and works with a very major state department here in the city, or I should say the state of Connecticut, rather. Rick, I appreciate you giving us the time. And you actually were very instrumental in this launched dashboard, correct?
Yeah, Melissa, I think to answer your initial question, why? My response is, why haven't we done this before? This is really part of an initiative that my boss, who's the commissioner of the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection, Ronnell Higgins, it's his effort to try to increase transparency, to try to like take all of this data that we collect, and we collect tons of data, and share it not only with the public, but with local law enforcement so they can track trends, see areas where they are succeeding, but also maybe see areas where there needs to be more of initiative or more resources. So it's transparency, but it's also an effort to increase awareness about what we should be paying attention to.
And Rick, I appreciate that. I totally went blank. Yes, correct. So Rick Green, again, who is the Director of Communications, Office of the Commissioner for the Department of Emergency yeah. Services and Public Protection. And, you know, I love what you said there, which is, why didn't we do this sooner? I mean, when I looked at this, because I did already click on the platform, and we'll certainly talk about it in a moment, what people can get out of it if they go to it.
Right.
But when I clicked on this, it's certainly an awful lot of data, but it's very straightforward. I mean, it's very concrete information. Do you feel like it's exposing it all or nothing? There's really nothing to hide.
Well, you know, sometimes big bureaucracies can not do a great job at sharing public information, you know? And so I think the first time you do it, it can seem like, oh, well, there's a lot here. But, you know, it's really just an effort to say, hey, if you're driving to work this morning and you see some people driving like crazy, and it occurs to you, gosh, what's going on here? What kind of effort is being made? We can go on this platform and you can click a few boxes and see, like, for example, in 2025, how many white female drivers between a particular age group received citations for speeding or failure to move over, or take your pick of any one of these infractions. So it really, you know, you try to cut through the rumors out there. You know, people say, well, is the state doing enough to worry about unsafe highways? Well, you can look it up and you can see what's happening. You can compare the last 10 years. You can look at racial groups, age. It's a lot of fun to take a look at it, to be honest with you.
And again, Rick Green, I do want to obviously mention, I don't want to call it the elephant in the room, but certainly we had, I mean, it was dropped last year, but I mean, there was a recent ticketing scandal with Connecticut State Police. Did that have anything to do with launching this?
So I would say, is it related? Sure, it's related, but this is far beyond anything related to the ticketing controversy, which involved a relatively small number of troopers entering inaccurate data into the computer system. This just takes it to another level. This just says, you know what, we're going to like be as transparent as we possibly can and tell you up to the day who's getting tickets, what are they getting tickets for, what happened afterwards. So, it's an acknowledgement that we need to do a better job at sharing information, and we need to be more transparent. And this is really part of a larger effort we're making. We're like speeding up how we produce and release data to police departments. We used to just do it annually. Now we're going to be doing it quarterly so they can see, track important trends, see where they need to direct resources, that kind of thing.
And to be clear, I just want to let people know if people weren't following along with this story, the governor did announce, I think it was in 2024, maybe a year ago now, that probe was dropped, by the way. And as Rick just said, it was wasn't it?
Yeah. And I mean, in fairness, there was a problem there with inaccurate data being entered into the computer system. And it was addressed. It was found to not be widespread, but it was addressed. And significantly, the department made a lot of changes in terms of improving technology and supervision and kind of checks and balances to make sure that we know accurately who's being stopped on the highway, what they're being stopped for, and then what happened as a result of that stop. I mean, that's pretty important in an open society to have that information out there. And I can tell you that my boss, the commissioner, Commissioner Higgins, is really committed to this.
And certainly I remember having Commissioner Higgins in studio earlier this year, sort of hinting that we were going to be doing more online transparency. So that was going to be one of my questions, Rick. Has this been in the works for a while?
Yeah, it takes a long time, Melissa, let me tell you, because this is like lots of different computer systems that often don't work together. And so one of the things that Commissioner Higgins did when he came is he created a chief data officer position. That's not me. I can promise you that. And this guy, Michael Mascari, has worked to kind of collect and unify the data so that it's easily accessible. And we really hope to be doing more of this as time goes by with other data. Like, wouldn't you like to be able to go online and see, well, what about violent crime? What about car thefts? And I think we envision a world where that's going to be possible.
Yeah, well, and I think that I don't know if other states are doing anything similar to this, Rick Green. Maybe you have that answer, but
Some states do. Some states do. Don't you think this is what we should expect in 2025? That
I do.
That
I mean, I think
we're telling us about all this.
Yeah, and I mean, quite frankly, and this is coming from a journalist point of view, when we live in a world where all we do is combat social media and how quickly you could spread misinformation, or even if it is accurate information, it gets all kind of messed in together.
Exactly.
I think you need to have, you know, hey, let's go back to are we getting the concrete information?
You know, the sort of the catchphrase, do your own research. Well, this allows you to do your own research. Like if people are telling you that the state isn't doing its job in enforcing traffic laws on the highway, well, you can go online and you can see, you can compare how they're doing this year versus last year versus before the pandemic and that sort of thing. So you're exactly right. It kind of cuts through the rumors and the untruths.
Rick Green is here from the Department of Emergency Services and Public Protection. We're talking about this new platform online. It allows you to track how many tickets Connecticut State Police troopers have issued and the demographics of the people getting those tickets. To be clear, no names revealed. We're talking age, gender, ethnicity, things like that. Rick, I want to talk about who is putting this information into the dashboard.
Well, at the start, it's Connecticut State Troopers. So they'll enter the information from their cruiser, but then it goes into our larger system, and then we post it in as close to real time as possible on the dashboard.
So not to keep bringing up old wounds, if you will, or reopening them.
No, this is.
I know. I love talking to you, Rick, because you're so honest and so transparent, much like this dashboard. But I am curious, when you look at that 2018 case,
and
we know that there were some troopers who were basically making fake tickets. How do we know that there are no fake tickets being inserted onto this dashboard?
Well, let's start by saying that in that previous controversy, there were no tickets issued. This was incorrect information that was entered into the computer system. Nobody got a bogus ticket. Just That's just an important point. But we know because the computer systems and the checks and balances have been increased to the point where there won't be an error because people are checking the data very carefully that is entered into the system from having computers in all the cruisers so that the information isn't like, you know, scribbled on a piece of paper or something like that, to supervisors checking the work that is entered into the system. We feel pretty confident, and outsiders who have looked at what we've done feel confident that we have a system that is accurate and trustworthy.
How often, Rick Green, is this being updated? Is it happening in real time since it's the troopers who are starting it?
You can. I was looking at it yesterday with a reporter. You know, it was in the afternoon, and you could see as of Tuesday. You could see as of Tuesday how many. I think this was speeding violations for young white males or something like that. So it's almost up to the date.
Wow.
You won't get it up to the hour like, you know, what happened on I-95 at 8:30 this morning.
I mean, that's okay. That's okay. I mean, you're close enough. I think that's pretty unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, without patting ourselves on the back, but maybe I should, this is pretty impressive to have a dashboard like this. And we really hope and feel obligated that we will do this for more of our information that we collect, you know, from the forensic lab to the state police, to the Division of Emergency Services. We gather a lot of information and we want to do a better job at sharing it.
Well, I think this is a pretty big deal, which is why I really appreciate you hopping on as soon as we learned about the news, agreeing to come on to talk about it. Rick Green, I know you said that you may not have come up with the technology, but you did have a hand in it. And so I appreciate you, I'm going to say taking the fall and coming on WICC to explain it.
Sure. Glad to talk. And I hope we can get Commissioner Higgins on the air sometime soon.
I know, right? Why is he avoiding me? I'm just kidding.
He's a busy man.
I know, right? I don't know. Does he have like a big job or something in the state? I'm just
something
not sure.
Like
why? Why doesn't he have WICC carved into his schedule? I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Rick Green, I appreciate you, the commissioner, your whole team.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
We are
Bye-bye.
Also, just so that you know, if you're listening at home or in the car right now, we are going to link this website to our website, voiceofct.com, solely because it is a long web address. And if I say it to you right now, I can promise you, even if you have your pen and paper and stop the car, you're going to miss something there. So just go to our website, voiceofct.com, after the show wraps up, and you can check out this dashboard in real time. We'll have it linked there to our website.